is what everyone must. Okay? Everyone must. Good catch. Everyone must. And that sounds, wait a minute, you just told us that the time is coming, but it isn't yet. The time always has been that everyone must. People who are not worshiping God in the Spirit, people who are not turning themselves over to the Lord and living their lives for Him, are fooling themselves and they think that they're worshiping Him. They may gather in His name and leave unchanged. So I was writing the devotion that thought came to me. You know, we hear so much about separation of church and state, and the fact is there are a whole lot of people who have a separation of church and life. I go to church and I have my life. I don't mix what I hear in church with my life, because what I hear in the church would mess with my life. Or I don't really hear much in church, how could it affect my life? Or whatever the case might be. But it's true. You think about it. And then you think about how often you're tempted and maybe how often you give in to separating church and life. There is no separation of church and state, and there certainly should not be separation of church and life. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and you might have it abundantly. If you separate church and life, you're going to mess with your abundance. You're being robbed of your abundance. You would not let somebody come in and rob your house if you knew they were coming to rob your house. And if they did get in to rob your house, you would not tell them where the best stuff was. Correct? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. There are things that we allow to block life. We rationalize to ourselves, we make excuses to ourselves. We do all kinds of things so that we can go and have that separation of church and life, but in us, our spirit is saying, this isn't really working. This isn't perfect. This isn't best. And so then sometimes we're thinking, well, I just don't know why I'm not experiencing God's best. And then the Spirit of God kind of gives us a little hint as to it, and we, no, that can't be it. That can't be it. There comes a place where we come to the place where we come to the understanding that it is in Him that we have life. And we place everything in the hands of the one who gives us life. People, I had an email come that said the biggest things in the markets in the next 10 years are going to be in the healthcare sector. Because healthcare is going to just boom. Because people are putting their lives in the hands of the doctor. It's real interesting to listen to people talk about doctors and how doctors are just ripping them off and how doctors don't know for sure what they're doing, and how doctors are just, you know, hitting and missing on things, and doctors this and doctors that, instead of driving to see the doctor. Does that make any sense? Well, what else are you going to do? You got to go to him. If you think he's killing you, why are you going there? But don't misunderstand me. I'm not knocking doctors, okay? I'm just saying that we don't think that very many of them know for sure what they're doing, but we're putting our lives in their hands. And as Christians, we know that Jesus knows what He's doing. Why don't we put our lives in His hands? And He can handle the doctor's hands if we need to be to the doctor. But the point of the matter is we are supposed to know think we run into this separation of church and life. You know, what's acceptable? Years ago, when Shiloh had a seizure, I'm out working on our little old motorhome. One of the boys comes out and says, "Shiloh's having a convulsion." I said, "Shiloh can't have convulsions. Mom says, come quick." Well, I did. I went as quickly as I could. But so now you can understand that this was going on in the living room, in our old living room. And Vicki had time to get the attention of one of the children.